In a moment, the story of art lost and art found.
We are preparing and have a draft of a claim to be made to the German government asking for the restitution as promptly as possible of this particular painting.
That's Marianne Rosenberg. She will tell the story of how a painting, a Matisse, stolen by the Nazis from her art dealer grandfather's collection, has been found in Germany. It's an amazing story of the post-war world and the art world today. But getting that Matisse back with restitution from the German government may be difficult. We reached out to Dr. Imke Gehlen. She's a Berlin-based lawyer specializing in restitution claims in Germany. For even the Rosenbergs, Gehlen says, getting restitution will be a long process.
Well, the first step that you always have to take is you have to do the research into what the families exactly lost. I mean, many families may not even know exactly what they lost. I mean, they know that they lost art or that their family had art collections, but they do not know exactly what paintings were part of the art collection. So this is the first step to find out what exactly was lost. Then the next step is, of course, to find all the documents proving that you were once owner of those paintings, and then also obtain some information on how they were lost.
Is restitution an easy task in Germany? If you have all that documentation, is restitution something that the German government is likely to grant, or is it a politically sensitive topic right now?
Well, of course, it's always a sensitive topic, but one has to say that during the last 14 years since all this started, 98, 99, in Germany, many, many paintings and art objects have been returned. And if an object is in a public museum and you have the basic documents, then your chances that you will get restitution are very good, are quite good, I would say.
And in the Gerlich case, is there the responsibility of the German government to sell off those assets and then compensate people insofar as they can be found and individual objects can be linked to individual victims? Who takes this to the next step?
Well, that is exactly what is the difficulty at the moment, because, I mean, first of all, this is a procedure right now in the prosecution in Augsburg, which is a city in the state of Bavaria, and Germany, like the United States, is a federal state. So the federal government, for example, that has signed this Washington Declaration principles in 1998, does not have the power to instruct a prosecutor in Augsburg to do anything. So this is the first problem. They can maybe only offer some help. And it's not clear yet that all these paintings will be sold off and compensated. I mean, this is an ongoing criminal procedure, which is still on the first level that they seem to be investigating against this Mr. Gurlitt for tax reasons or misappropriation. Nobody really knows the details. So it's not clear yet if how it will end and if things can be or will be taken from him so that they can be returned to possible Jewish families who have found something in that collection there.
What do you think the possibility of a broader restitution outside of very individual claims is here? Will people besides the Rosenbergs be contacted about the possibility of a restitution based on this Munich discovery?
Well, I'm hopeful that even if they're not contacted, that at one point the paintings are published and then heirs can find them. I think there's one other painting, the Liebermann painting, which a family has already identified. So I'm hopeful that also other heirs will find their paintings once they are published. And then, of course, one should approach the prosecution office there and already lodge a claim and then try to find a way with the prosecution and then find a way to get a solution.
Dr. Imke Gehlen is a Berlin-based lawyer specializing in restitution claims in Germany. Doctor, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.